I'd like to let you know that the audit commenced as of Thursday, and we hope that it will end soon, and we'll get to know the state of affairs in our only asset, Uganda Telecom. The mafias, the cabal, the cartel that is used to intimidating, robbing this country, they're yet again plotting a move to kill me. They've been having meetings in various offices, in Kampala Club, in the offices of Uganda Registration Service Bureau, and they've recruited a group of young people, and they're tapping my phone all the time. They're trailing me. I have already alerted the police. But I want to tell you that if I die, do not look. Do not even ask that there must be a postmortem done, because you already know the killers. And they must not even institute any police investigation to know the killers of Anite, because they already known. And I'm not going to fear to fight them. I'm going to continue to fight them. And I want to ask the public to join me in the fight, because the last time I stood up and fought them, they named me, they said I had pocketed $8 million. If the IGG must investigate me, it has to be a public hearing with the full glare of the media. And I am here ready to wait and answer any question, any query from the IGG.